This, I don't know actually who's going to answer this question or if you can, but we had a lobsterman at a previous event who stood up and said, say you work at a bank and I come and I ask for a loan for a lobster boat. Do you give me one? And I think the question is, at what point does this become not an industry to bet on? And I'm wondering if anyone has an idea of how to respond to a question like that.
Well, I'll take a stab, and
Thank you,
try
Rick.
to sort of make, I'm sure Kath, I think both Kathy and Jan can pipe up here too, for sure. But one thing about these forecasting tools is that they give sort of an early warning of how things may go in the future. And so whether you're a fisherman or a financial advisor, you can use that information. Now, of course, there's uncertainty about these forecasting models, but there's usually a probability envelope around the forecast. So, one thing that forecasts do is they help us buy time to make decisions about and to consider your choices. The other thing about these models too is that you can create what if scenarios. So what if I if what if we used a management plan where we upped the minimum size or decreased the minimum size? Would that protect us enough to and implement the conservation measures we need that'll keep the fishery going? So I think developing forecasting tools, while they're still, I would say, in their infancy in many ways, I think it's a very worthwhile effort to do to make the best use of the monitoring programs we have in place. And I'm sure
I would just say
Jan
that a
has a
lobster boat, sorry, Rick, I would just say that a lobster boat could be used for more than lobstering. So if I were a banker, that might be a question I would ask, because I know there are a lot of lobstermen in Casco Bay and elsewhere on the coast of Maine that are using those boats in the winter to harvest kelp.
I would also add, I mean, a lot of my research is focused on forecast and projections. So I don't want to, I appreciate Rick's emphasis of the importance of that type of information, but those are also, that information is sort of at the aggregate scale. So we might project changes to lobster as a population or to the lobster fishery or for the state of Maine. That doesn't necessarily indicate how individual fishermen will fare in the future. And so it is really important to recognize that despite the substantial downturns in the lobster fishery that have been experienced in southern New England, there are still successful lobster fishermen. There are not as many, perhaps, but it doesn't mean that there won't still be successful fishermen here, even if, the trends over the long run, in aggregate may not look favorable. I certainly hope that our situation plays out as we've seen in other places where some communities are still heavily invested in the lobster fishery after those downturns, as well as certainly individual fishermen.
Yeah, I can add, I think we have to think about it, the unique biology that lobster has. And the lobster fishery really depend on the recruitment, which is a total number of lobster that become catchable in a given year. And because of is such huge areas, stock areas, and there's a huge variation in growth among individuals. And so you see that 1 year recruitment, they're not like a finfish coming from 1 year class. They come all the way, I think we did some calculation up to 7 year classes. That means that lobster boiling 7 years, and some grow really slow. They take a longer time to get into the fishery and become catchable, and some grow really fast, and they become catchable in a relatively short period of time. And so unless you have a very unfortunate 6 or 7 year bad years continuously, and you're going to see some good recruitment from some years if you are lucky to have a, but of course you know, it really depends on the climate change, how that may change this kind of a close variation among individuals. But in its biology, I mean, lobster is supposed to be very resilient to fishing mortality, because, you know, they come from not from year class. It can come up to 6 or 7 year classes. And that, you know, make them, you know, if they fail a 1 year class, it can, you know, you have another 5 or 6 year class there to support the recruitment.
Great. Thank you.